And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Hi, I'm Liz Johnston from Verrill. When is the last time you reviewed your company's anti-harassment policies? What about the last time your employees and managers were trained on your policies? If it's been a while, this tip is for you. These days, news of a workplace incident can spread like wildfire, so it's important to maintain policies and a culture to discourage potentially damaging behavior among employees. Review your employee handbook to ensure that it contains policies prohibiting not only sexual harassment, but also other types of harassment based on protected traits under federal, state, and local law. Once your policy is in place, a training session is a great way to remind your employees of your company's values, open door policy, prohibition on harassment, and procedures for handling and making complaints. Separate trainings for supervisors and managers is also important so that members of management understand what to do if they become aware of a complaint or an incident. If you have any questions about anti-harassment policies or how to handle issues regarding harassment, please contact me or any member of Verrill's employment and labor team.
And that's your HR tip of the week, sponsored by Verrill.